Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. What if you just walked in to your boss and said, I'm out. I'm done. I'm out of here. I don't want to do this anymore. It's been nice. It's been fun, but I'm done. Let's part ways. What would happen to you? I mean, I know you think about it. I know you've had moments where the boss is putting unrealistic demands upon you. You have commitments at home. You have your wife telling you, hey, I need you to be home tonight because we got something going on. Yet the boss is laying on all kinds of things that is going to prevent you from leaving on time tonight. As a matter of fact, all you can see is working late into the night. And maybe you're even thinking about crawling under your desk, trying to get a few hours sleep in so that you can wake up at oh dark 100 to get that project done because your boss needs it first thing in the morning. And this happens to you time and time and time again, to the point where you're just saying, wow, I wish I could just walk away from this. I wish I did not have to deal with this anymore because this is egregious. This is more than I signed up for. But then you sit back for a moment and reality kind of kicks in. You go, wow, I've got bills I have to pay. The second kid needs braces. The third kid is going to be playing t-ball. The first kid, yeah, she's into music. We got to buy musical instruments, and then we have to buy lessons for that. And you start thinking to yourself, I just have to endure this. I have to endure whatever the boss deals me because I can't walk away from my family. I can't just go into the boss and say, that's it. I'm done. I quit, because I need that income stream. Because at a certain point in my life, I said, I was willing to trade time for money because that seemed like the path to success. That's what society told me was the way to go. Yeah, all I have to do is spend a little time in school, study, get some good grades so that I can compete for a job. And then when I get that great job, they're going to love me and they're going to shower me with money and I'll have all kinds of freedom and flexibility and it's going to be great. And then you get into the job market and you start to realize you're a cog in the wheel. Yeah, you are a cog in the wheel. You're a piece of the machinery. You're part of the bigger scheme that that organization utilizes to accomplish its goals and objectives. And along the way, you've been sucked up into the vacuum. You've become so important to that organization that they're willing to abuse your time and your talents. And you won't say anything about it. You won't do a darn thing about it. Because you know if you raise your hand, you say, I'm over here. Yeah, I'm that guy. I don't think you're treating me right. Yeah, how's that going to play? How's that going to play between you and your boss? Especially when you realize that if you're in one of those higher earning jobs, there's a lot of competition out there to replace you. Trust me, if you left the job tomorrow, the organization may or may not have a hard time finding a replacement for you, depending on what you do. So you're stuck. You're stuck. Because the last thing you want to do is dust off your resume and restart at zero, or maybe even a couple steps below zero, because that's what happens. When you lose your job, Everything stops in your life except for your financial obligations. They don't stop. They keep going. They endure. Because that rent or that mortgage payment, that's going to be there on the first. Those car payments, those are going to be there based on when you scheduled them. The utility payments, they're going to be there when it's time. There's food that you have to put in the refrigerator so that you can feed your family. Not to mention all the other things that you spend all your money on. But here's the problem. When you quit your job, that income stream stops. It stops dead in its tracks. There's no more money coming in. Maybe they send you a severance check. Try making that stretch for 1 month or 2 months or 3 months. It's difficult. And then you start turning to your savings and you go, well, I've got about $10,000 just sitting here in cash. How long is that going to last you? How long is it going to last you as you burn through that money, depending on what your burn rate is? Because if your burn rate is $10,000 a month, in other words, it costs you $10,000 a month to support your household, you're okay for a month, and then you're broke. And then what do you do? Do you have that next job? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. So what do you do? Well, you take your pride and you put it in your back pocket, you suck it up, and you move out smartly. You salute the flagpole, and you continue business as normal. You continue to be used and abused by the system that you voluntarily went into. You heard me correctly. Nobody coerced you into a job. You went into that job freely. So what we're going to talk about on today's show is an exit strategy from that job. I am here to tell you, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we can help you formulate that exit strategy. And it's not an instantaneous thing. It's not like, poof, you're retired. No, it doesn't work that way. But it does work this way. You get started, you get focused on doing things differently than you're doing them right now. And in the next 5 years, you could be to that place of retirement. You could tell that boss, take this job and how does that song go? Okay, we'll be back right after this.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So you got to ask yourself, what would it be like if you could walk away from your job? Now think about it. I mean, this is a difficult concept because the majority of your life, everybody's been telling you that you need to focus on getting that right job. That if you get the right job, you'll earn enough income so that you can sustain yourself, you can support your family, you can probably put money aside for retirement, and you can actually go out and do things that you enjoy and have the money to do those things. I mean, that's what everybody tells you, right? I was no different. I'm pretty sure you're not much different than I was, even though we probably learned this information in different places and different times. This is information that permeates in our culture. It permeates. It's what everybody believes is the right thing to do. But I disagree with it. I absolutely disagree with it. Because I know there's a better way. And I have found that better way. I found that way about 4 years ago when I stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio show, this very same show. Now, obviously, I was not hosting the show at the time, but the information that was presented to me was a little bit different. It wasn't mainstream information. It was information that made me start thinking about the possibility that I didn't have to keep doing what I was doing forever and ever and ever. That there is a way to create an exit strategy from a life of working. And it works. It absolutely works. It doesn't happen overnight, but it will get you to a place of retirement much faster than what you're doing. Now, what we do, instead of taking our hard-earned money and putting into retirement accounts or investing in the stock market or things like that, we invest our money in real estate, and not any kind of real estate. We don't invest in land. We don't invest in industrial properties. We don't invest in most commercial properties, to be honest with you, with the exception of multifamily apartment communities. And the big reason for that, the sweet spot of investing is providing clean, functional workforce housing to a demographic that desperately desires it. And that's what we do. And we're the best of the best. And we provide great properties that provide great housing opportunities for the people we enter into business relationships with. And unlike those 401ks and those IRAs or gold or silver or things like that, our assets pay us five different ways. Technically six ways if we're talking about the multifamily side of the house. It's because real estate is so much more effective than all of those other types of investments that we're able to get to that five-year exit point. We get to that point in 5 years or less. Now, some people might take a little bit longer. It happens. Everybody starts in a different place. Everybody has a completely different scenario than the person to their left or their right. Some people start with very little money, and their strategy in the beginning has to be to grow what money that they have. Other people start with a lot of money, and what they're doing is they're repurposing that money. In other words, they're taking that money out of other investments that are not producing the results that real estate can produce, and they're putting it into those real estate assets. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, real estate requires education. I should say real estate investing requires education. That would be the proper way to say it. And here's why. You should never enter into any investment modality without understanding what you're investing in. And unfortunately, I think that a lot of you figure, well, I've got a 401k. The boss, you know, throws some extra money in there as a matching program. I've given the money to somebody else who has all these security and exchange licenses. They must know exactly what's going on because they're going to try and take care of me and make sure I'm getting a 7-8% return. With that 7 or 8% return, I'll be fine in the long run. And along the way, there will be periods of time where the stock market does a little bit better, so I'll, you know, make more money. And then there's going to be periods of time where the stock market doesn't do so well, which is okay with me because I can do dollar cost averaging. So everything is just fine. And that, my friends, is the 30 to 45 year strategy. Yeah, what you're doing will potentially work over a 30 to 45 year lifespan. And I'll tell you, it may not work. It may not work. Statistically, you do not have enough money in your retirement program right now, based on whatever age you are and whatever goals you have at retirement. You don't have enough money in there, which tells me that when you get to that future date, unless you're like throwing additional money in, which you may or may not have to contribute, you're going to get to a place in time in the future and you're going to be very disappointed with your result. Do you want to be in your 60s trying to figure out how you're going to dig yourself out of that hole? I don't think you do. I don't think you want to be in that situation. As a matter of fact, there are Americans in that situation right now. Guaranteed, there are people in that situation right now in this country that have effectively retired themselves, maybe because they chose to leave the job or maybe because the job chose to leave them. And they went into retirement mode and they started drawing down on that little bag of money that they had. And the key word there is little bag of money, because all of a sudden they realized that if they were going to start drawing it down at the numbers that they thought they were going to draw it down on, they were going to have big problems because they were going to run out of money real quick. Unless, of course, they died, then you know, that would solve everything, right? Wrong. Okay, so how do you avoid that? How do you avoid getting to that place where you think you're retired, but there's not enough money to sustain you in retirement? How do you avoid that? We are on this massive collision path in our lives right now. How do we stop doing that? Well, the simple solution is just to stop doing what you're doing and find a more effective modality that will get you the results you're looking for so much faster. Remember last week when I had Chad and Lisa on the show? Remember we were kind of talking about that Chad and Lisa, they were focused. They were focused on changing their paradigm. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you an update on what they're doing. Stick around.
Can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, as promised, I'm going to give you an update on Lisa and Chad. Now, if you recall last week, Chad and Lisa were on, or I should say it correctly, Lisa and Chad. It's proper to address the woman's name first, isn't it? I don't know. I guess I need to step away from proper etiquette at the moment, because that doesn't really matter for what we're talking about. What really matters for what we're talking about is that they made an informed decision to stop doing what they had been doing their entire life and do something differently. Now you think about it. Chad, he's a good old boy. He's a good old boy. I mean, he's a Texan through and through. He's got the hat. He's got the belt buckle. He had the big F-350 toy puller. And he had all the toys. And Lisa came to him and said, "Hey, Chad, we want to get into this apartment investing thing because we want to change our lives. what do you think about selling all of those possessions, every single possession that you have acquired so far in your life, all those beautiful things that are shiny, that you can ride on, that you can do all these different things with, that have engines and stuff. I mean, that's manly stuff, right? You know what Chad said? He said, okay. He said, hey, Lisa, go ahead and dispose of all of those things that I have worked my life to accumulate. Because in the back of his mind, he knew something that most of you don't know. He knew that Lisa was on to an effective strategy that was not only going to get her retired very soon, but would eventually get him to a place of retirement. And his sacrifice? He had to stop doing stuff the way he had always done things his entire life. He had to deprogram his mind. He had to stop being the poster boy for the good old boy. Yeah. And he had to start being Chad, Lisa's husband and partner in life, father to two beautiful boys. I'll tell you what, when it comes to manning up, Chad did exactly that. Chad recognized that in all of the possessions that he had, there was a monetary value that could be obtained if he just disposed of those things. So he did. They sold it all. I'll tell you, when you take a cowboy and you sell his horse, you have to shed a tear. Now, okay, technically, Chad didn't have a horse to sell, but he had a lot of horses to sell. I mean, he had one of those diesel 350 F-150 or F-350. You know what I'm talking about, right? The big diesel pusher. Yeah. I mean, that's the manly truck, right? He had to let it go. But here's the result that they have currently obtained. And this is what they were sharing with you last week. In as little as 2 years, Lisa was able to step away from the business that she had built for herself and effectively retired herself off of the income that comes from the investments that she made in real estate. Two 24-unit apartment communities. That's what Lisa needed to check out of the work game. And she did it. She did it. And now what are they doing? Well, they've just bought a bigger property, 124-unit property. And they're going to work rehabilitating that property, fixing the operational issues with that property, getting this property to a place where it will do great things for their income streams and their family. Let me just give you the magic sentence that you're wanting to hear. This 124-unit apartment community, once Lisa gets it to a point of stabilization is when you've done, well, I should say it's when you've completed everything that needs to be done to get that property back to where it's supposed to be and operating at the peak efficiency that it should be operating at. When Lisa gets that property to that specific point, Chad will be in a position where he can walk in to his employer's office and say, I don't know, man. You know, I've been running this power plant for you guys for a long time, but I'm getting tired of the 60-plus hour work weeks. I'm getting a little tired of you guys taking first priority over everything in my life. I'm getting a little tired of just working. And he can tell his boss, it's time for me to resign. It's time for me to resign. Here's the other thing that happens with Chad and Lisa. Now, one of the things that they did earlier because I know a lot of you are wondering, okay, where did they get the money to buy these investments? Lisa was an educator, and she was paying into one of those educator 403Bs, or I don't remember exactly what it was, whether it was a pen. I don't know what it was. I'll be honest with you, I don't even care what it was. It was some kind of retirement plan that teachers get, and there was money set aside in there. What Lisa decided to do was take all that money out. Now, she had to pay taxes on that money. She had to pay, I think she had to pay some penalties. So what was originally $25,000 sitting in that pot turned out to be $16,000 in her hand once she dealt with the taxes and penalties. And a lot of you are thinking, wow, man, that's a $9,000 hit. Wow, that's huge. Why would she do that? Because when she had that $16,000 in her hand and she was able to find another $9,000 in her household, she was able to take $25,000 and invest it in a multifamily apartment community. Not too long after that, that property did good things. And the lead investor on the property did a refinance and was able to return all of Chad and Lisa's money to them. So now they've got $25,000 in their hand again, but they still own ownership, their pro rata shares in the apartment that had just given them back their money. They're not out of that deal, though. They are still making money. And then they turn around and give that $25,000 to another lead investor, just happened to be Lisa's brother, Brian, and that money was getting invested. Now, Lisa decided, I can do this lead investing stuff too. I am perfectly capable of doing this. By the way, if my little brother Brian can do it, heck, I can do it too. So that's when they went to work selling all of Chad's stuff to fund Lisa to buy that first 24-unit apartment community. And then with proceeds that came back off of that first 24-unit apartment community, they were able to buy that second one. And because they are selling, or they sold, I forgot how everything worked out. It really doesn't matter. The key thing is this. They were so focused on achieving the results that they desired, they weren't going to let anything get in their way. So you think about it. Lisa gets to a place of retirement literally 2 years after she starts doing all this stuff. Now, it's been 3 years since Lisa went down this path, and Chad is danger close to retiring. He is danger close to retiring. It's a good feeling for Chad. Now, one of the things Chad's got to figure out is, well, what do I do with this pension that I have from my current employer? Because the problem with the pension is they won't let me tap into it, but there's a big bunch of money in there. Well, we actually have an idea. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you Chad's plan. Stick around.
Look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now. Real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right. So you're wondering, you're absolutely wondering what's going on with Lisa and Chad. What is going on with Lisa and Chad? How are they accomplishing all of these things? Well, they're accomplishing all of these things because, number one, they became members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And as part of their membership, they focused on the educational content that we provide. That is step number one. Get educated. Absolutely get educated. We provide the most comprehensive and the best education in the industry. I'm just telling you what we do. Feel free to look around. There might be other comparable people out there. I'm not saying there aren't, but I can't vouch for them. What I can vouch for is the education that Chad and Lisa and I have all taken, and the fact that we're getting the results that we're trying to achieve. So Chad is at a place in life right now where he's danger close to walking away from the job. I mean, it's in the back of his mind. And I will tell you this, it is becoming a little bit more difficult for him every day to show the exuberance and the desire to want to go to work every day, because he knows in the back of his mind, it's not a forever thing that he's dealing with. And here's the neat thing about having an exit strategy with regards to what we do with real estate investing. Chad, for all we know, is in complete control of his separation time. See, his employer probably does not know what he does. And to be honest with you, Lisa's doing most of the heavy work, heavy lifting, so to speak, and Chad is in more of a support role. So Chad is able to focus on that full-time job. But here's the thing. He is under a retirement system that requires him to do two things. The first thing is this. He has to get old. He has to get old. He doesn't qualify for retirement at his company until he turns 55 years of age. He's not that close. He's not that close. The other thing that he has to do is he has to work for the company. I believe he said 25 years. Maybe it was 20, maybe it was 25. Who cares? Who cares? It's a life sentence either way. And here's the thing where Chad's at. He has met the requirement regarding longevity in the company. So whatever that is, if he had to work for that company for 20 years, 25 years, whatever that number was, he's hit that target. But he hasn't hit the target on age. I think he told me he's late 40s, maybe he's 50. Okay, so you see his dilemma. The dilemma he has is that he has this pension sitting there waiting for him, just waiting for him. But he can't touch it until he works another several years. That's terrible. That's terrible. This is handcuffing him to that company. And what if that company decides between now and the time Chad turns 55, your services are no longer required. You must go. Then what? Okay, this is what happens. Because Chad and I actually talked about it. If he is involuntarily let go, in other words, the boss decides, hey, you're done, you're out of here, there is a provision that allows him to convert the monies that are in his pension account and take that money out. He can take it out. I don't know that he has to put it in like an IRA or a 401. Yeah, any of that stuff. I don't think he has to do any of that. I think he can just take the money out. That's what he believes. The other thing is this. If he voluntarily decides to leave the company, there is a provision in there that he can do the same thing. Yeah, so whether he is involuntarily or voluntarily separated from the company, he could take the money out. Now, a lot of you are thinking, man, you know, dude, he is so close to getting that pension check, man. Come on, Al, you get a pension from the Army. You know how important it is to just stay there, get those last couple of years in so you get that pension. All right, let's talk about that pension. Let's talk about the value of that pension to Chad and Lisa, because they've done the math. Chad will tell you that he believes there's about $200K in that pension. That pension amount may go up if he continues to work for the company for another 4 or 5 years. So let's say he gets to, I don't know, $250,000. Let's just throw a number out there, right? If he were just to take that pension is going to pay him a monthly payment, some type of monthly stipend. Now, Chad and I didn't actually talk about what that dollar amount was, because Chad said it was an insignificant number. What do you suppose Chad meant when he said, well, that pension payment, that monthly payment, that's an insignificant number? Well, here's exactly what Chad meant. He knows that if he can take that $250,000 out of that pension, he would rather have that money in his hand and never receive a monthly payment from that pension again, because he can take that $250,000. He can buy another apartment community with that $250,000 that will return so much better in the way of returns than that lousy pension will ever do for him. Chad knows this. He knows this outright. And in the back of Chad's mind, I believe Chad is just waiting for Lisa to stabilize the current apartment community that they have in play, because when that happens, the income streams that will come from that asset will be enough to offset, you heard me correctly, offset the income that he brings into the household by working 60 plus hours per week. 60 plus hours per week. It will be offset. And then he can take that $250,000 and they can go do it again. They can go get apartment community number 4. So think about it. I want you to think about this for a minute. I know Chad makes 6 figures. Now, what those 6 figures look like, we didn't talk about that. But I know he's really good at what he does. He's extremely reliable. That organization relies on him heavily, and they pay him a 6-figure salary. Now think about it. If one apartment community can replace the income that he makes, a 6-figure income, one apartment community can replace that, what can 2 apartment communities do? Oh, yeah. Oh, now you're thinking, okay, so if he had enough money to replace the income with one, he's doubled his income with the second apartment community. That's how all of this stuff works. That's how all of this stuff works, folks. There's no secret about it. I'm not blowing sunshine up your chimney. I am telling you how a Lifestyles Unlimited family is effectively breaking out of the retirement system that they followed for so many years that didn't get them anywhere closer to retirement until they started taking things into their own hands. You can do the same thing. You're gifted. You're talented. You've got a functioning brain. You can do simple math. You can do people skills. Do you have people skills? Well, people skills are important, because if you're going to do this, you're going to manage other people. And here's the neat thing. You get to choose which people you want to manage. You get to find the right people to be a part of your team. And you're going to find that you will become much more rewarded in a personal satisfaction way when you're owning and operating your own real estate business, I wanted to say real estate empire, but we don't start with empires. We start with businesses. But over time, you can build that business up into an empire. Trust me, I know Lifestyles Unlimited members that have what I consider empires. Yeah, all it means is that they just own a lot of real estate. They're doing the exact same thing that Chad and Lisa's doing. They just have more assets. Man, I'll tell you, this real estate stuff is good stuff, and it will cause you to get to a point where you go, take this job, and you know the rest of the song. So if you want to find out how to do this, real simple, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for a free workshop. Let's get you moving forward.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.